Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The NASA Mars rover Opportunity is officially dead. It disappeared in a dust storm back in June and hasn't been heard from since.
Joining us, CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood. Bill, sum up for us the highlights of the rover's mission.
Well, it's a fantastic mission, actually. You know, it landed back in January of 2004. They expected it to survive for about 90 days. They wanted it to drive around the surface about 1,100 yards. And here we are nearly 15 years later when they finally lost contact with it. So a really remarkable success story. And along the way, it definitely helped prove that water existed on Mars in the distant past, both on the surface and below the ground, the chemistry of the soil and rocks that it studied. And that, of course, plays into this evolving picture of Mars as a habitable planet in the distant past. Still don't know if life ever evolved there, microbial life, for example, but that's still in the hunt. They're still looking and trying to gain clues along those lines, but Opportunity and its twin rover Spirit really helped pave the way for these missions that are going to be getting started here shortly.
That leaves Curiosity still on the Martian surface, right?
Well, that's right. You know, and Curiosity is now well into 6 years of exploring on Mars, and it's nuclear-powered. It's not affected by dust storms. That's what did in Opportunity. The dust storm kicked up last year that blocked out the sun, and it couldn't charge its batteries. The computer, you know, powered down, and they just never were able to reestablish contact. But Curiosity is still roving away, and in 2020, they're launching a virtual twin of Curiosity, another nuclear-powered rover, but this one has instruments on board that are tailored specifically to look for biosignatures, you know, traces of microbial life in the rock and soil record of Mars, and so that's a very exciting mission just on the horizon.
Do you think the day will come, Bill, we get up there and collect all these rovers and put them in a museum back here?
You know, someone asked the Opportunity principal investigator that very question today. Would you love to go get Opportunity and put it in a museum? And he said, listen, if I could lift that much weight off Mars and bring it back, I want rocks. I want rocks and soil that I could study. So I don't know. You know, if we ever have colonies on Mars, I'm sure that they'll go find the rovers and put them in a museum somewhere. But unfortunately, I don't think we're ever going to see them back on Earth.
The Model Ts of Martian rovers.
Absolutely.
Bill Harwood, CBS News. Thanks for joining us.
Sure thing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.